Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends with myself, Nia Patton, and...
And me, Natalie. Yay!
Aww. How are you?
Yeah, great, thanks. How are you doing?
All right. Have you been outside today?
No, of course not, because I would have blown away. I would have blown away in the wind like a little wheelie bin. What about you? Have you actually been out?
I went for a run. By the sea.
You absolute crazy town.
I was too vain
to do it, but I love my new trainers too much to put them through that.
Yeah.
I've just retired like my old pair. So I just didn't do it today. I did it yesterday and it pissed down like halfway.
It's horrible
through.
Outside.
But today is way worse than it was yesterday.
Yeah.
So how was your run, by the way?
Yeah, it was really, really uncomfortable at certain times. It was difficult to move forward.
Yeah.
The wind was blowing into my face holes.
Yeah.
And making it painful and difficult.
So for those over the world who don't live here, we have just been in the eye of Storm Eunice.
Is that funny? Because that's what your cat was called.
Yeah, and Purdy asked if it meant the cat was going to blow down the chimney, the missing cat that's been missing for 2 years. I was like, no, I don't think so, love. We have a new cat now, so he would fight her out. But it is funny. We did laugh. So Storm Eunice has brought some proper devastation to Britain. Mm. And the winds were sort of 100 miles an hour, I think.
Yeah, apparently.
Although today it actually sounds way worse than it did on Friday when it was supposed to be at its worst. Today feels way stronger.
It's horrible.
Is your house
outside.
Okay?
Yeah, no, well, there's a drip. There's a little drippy drip coming in. It seems to have stopped now. Maybe it's just, you know,
she's
a
got
crack.
A loose tile at the front.
The wind blew it in there where it normally wouldn't. But yeah, like we went to the park for like 5 minutes. And I saw an enormous tree branch falling down.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is actually quite dangerous.
It's not at all safe. Like when I went for a run yesterday, I ran on a road away from many trees. I ran over the barrage, actually. So
no trees
at all.
Penarth
to Cardiff. No trees, but a shitload of wind, like way too windy.
Really exposed.
You just wonder why you feel like you've got proper sunburn on your face for about 2 days after.
Yes, like, that's what it felt like this evening. I was like, oh, my face is warm.
I've got oil all over my face today. I don't know about you, but I just feel like it needs extreme oil. What's new with you apart from running in the wind like an absolute...
Like a lunatic.
I
don't know. I've been meditating a lot.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
Lovely. Like transcendental meditation or
I've been doing
kind?
Something called yoga nidra.
Okay.
Which is like yoga for deep sleep like relaxation.
Nice.
You don't do anything with your body at all. You just lie there and somebody tells you things. Yeah. So you go through your body parts and think about certain things like being in a forest.
Okay.
And whatnot.
Do you find that you're able to do that, or are you just going in a trillion mad sort of pathways when you try and relax?
No, I think because if I was to try and relax just by just doing nothing, like transcendental meditation is just the same word repeated over and over and over again, isn't it?
Okay, I don't know. So, I just know that David Lynch swears by it, and I'd love to try it.
Yeah, lots of people do. I'm sure it's great, but... Mm. I think my mind's too busy. So her giving me instructions of what to think about, I find quite useful.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which probably isn't a pure type of meditation. I think that's meditation. You're probably supposed to have an empty mind.
I don't know, man. I think you could split hairs there.
Yeah.
Yeah. who gives whatever. A shit if it's if the feels you know good. The result is that you are relaxed. Is it working? How's it going?
Really working. And also I've been going to therapy.
Amazing. This is awesome. I feel like crying. So what kind of therapy is it?
So she does a combination of like talking therapy and CBT.
Okay.
So she'll listen to me talking for a while and then she'll come up with a CBT strategy for the next week.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, it's really nice.
Great. Yeah. That's so I'm so pleased.
Yeah.
Did it make you emotional?
Yeah, I feel really tense and weird. I'm like, oh, I feel awkward talking about myself. Mm. It's an odd thing. Doesn't come naturally, but
no.
It's, you know, I feel like if you can't enjoy your life, then there's nothing better to spend money on than that, because I feel like it's indulgent. Yeah. But
what's it's the point ultimate.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate indulgence, though. It's the most necessary one. It's not like getting a new pair of shoes. It's like,
yeah.
It's the ultimate investment.
You could buy nice wine or shoes or whatever makes you feel happy for a second, but you need to enjoy your life.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you. That's so cool. So I've been going to one since June, but actually, and I really like her, but I feel like I'm missing the homework part. So from week to week, she's not giving me homework. And actually, I kind of need to start doing things now too, because I'm not changing the way I think or feel. No. So sometimes you luck out and get a wicked therapist straight away, and other times you have to definitely, nothing to do with the therapist, but like the type of therapy, I guess.
Yeah, that's what my therapist said. She's like, you know, lots of people say therapy didn't work for them. It just was that they had the wrong therapist. So there's nothing wrong with ditching a therapist, and therapists will not feel offended if you just go, this isn't for me, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well done. That's really cool.
It is cool. I like it.
Yeah, it's great fun.
Yeah.
And you get to say, I have a therapist. I'm going to my therapist.
Yeah, I have a therapy appointment tomorrow, so... Yeah, but I think I've been trying to tell people that I'm going to therapy because I was like, oh, maybe I should keep it a secret because it's a bit embarrassing. They'll be like, people will feel awkward. But I guess the more people you tell, the more people think it is normal to go to therapy.
Yeah. And unfortunately, a really good quote I saw is people go to therapy to talk about people who won't go to therapy.
Yeah.
Lot of the times, it'll be like your family members, perhaps, who aren't that understanding. Mm. Like, my mum still says, you're still going? Why? Why do you need to go to therapy?
And she probably is worried that it's her that you're talking about.
Yeah, oh, completely. And we've already talked about that. But I just, like, I've stopped explaining it now because actually it's draining for me to try and explain that. Do you know what I mean? And I just think, oh, I'm not. Mm. If I explain something to someone three times and they're still asking.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I can't do it. There's nothing more I can do. So that you won't. And it's definitely a generational thing as well. Some people that just think that's a real weakness, and we don't talk about things.
Yeah. Why would you? Are you insane? Why?
Would unfortunately, you those people need a therapist.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
So yeah, that's wicked. That's really good. I'm more open about it to people. Like, I tell my boss, I'm like, I can't do that meeting at 4 o'clock on Tuesday because good therapy. She's like, oh,
yeah,
cool. Okay.
What kind of reaction do you get? I haven't told people in work.
A woman who I've worked with was, I had a meeting with her the other day, and she was like, blah, 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 I can't make this meeting because I've got a therapist appointment. And I was like, oh, cool, I go to one too. And then, really cool. And I explained to my boss really, really that I was going. And I was like, don't worry, it's nothing to do with work. I'm like, it's 50% to do with work.
Yeah, that's the thing. Mine is almost entirely to do with work.
I'm lying. Yeah, exactly. Because I didn't want them to go, oh, no, we have to have an intervention. But yeah, of course it's to do with work. Because work is, you know, a lot of your life.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, mine is 90% work related.
Oh, that sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely sucks.
Yes. But anyway, we're here to talk about skincare.
Yeah, we are. Specifically, we're talking about sun care and sunscreens and SPFs for people of colour. So we are, this is a series. We told you it was going to be one. And we are not lying. Yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have any feedback from last episode?
Yes, I did. From Scamander himself, from Julian himself, who listened to the podcast. So Julian is someone that we referenced. I always call him Scamander 14 on Instagram. It's not Scamander 13, I think, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah,
13 or 14. It was 14.
Well, maybe it is 14 then. Whichever one it is, I get it wrong. whichever one it is, I get the wrong number. Julian. 14. It is 14. Okay, yeah. Girl. And he said he listened to the podcast and thank you so much. And we listen, we reference you all the gosh damn time. What about you? Did you get any feedback?
No, nothing really. Just my friend Cara saying it was funny. It was good. Cool. Cheers, Cara, my love.
Thanks, Cara. Yeah. Really good. I can't. It seems like ages ago that we recorded.
I don't know when it was. Weeks
ago. Podcast. It was after you had COVID, right? Yes,
it was. Yeah, but then it took me a while to edit it because, I'd had COVID. Yeah,
that was.
I couldn't. I couldn't like look at things with my eyes or stay awake for long enough to look at them. So everything went really slowly after that.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, because we did the podcast the first night I had COVID, and I was still thinking
can rock.
I do this? Yeah, I can do this. But then after that, I wouldn't have been able to. I was pretty ill after that. So yeah, sunscreen and darker skin, which is a big difficulty for people who don't have white skin. Because quite a lot of sunscreen looks bloody white.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it looks bloody white on me, and I'm white.
And pearlescenty purpley pink, thanks to the zinc
just
oxide.
Makes
I guess
you look like. Remember putting the ordinary mineral filter, which is the worst sunscreen ever, on Max. I was like, what?
Sorry to interrupt. I still don't understand because they're not really coming out with new stuff a hell of a lot, are they? They've come out with, they say it's a new product, but it's not. It's a kind of a reworking of an existing one. And they do that a lot, Dacian. Why don't they just pull it, like pull that mineral sunscreen, just take it off the, don't sell it anymore. Because it gives so everything else they do a bad name.
I think maybe it's because trying to get a sunscreen to market is so difficult. They've got to go through so many checks and tests that they're like, well, it is what it is.
Yeah, but it just seems not in keeping with the rest of the brand's ethos because they only release the good shit and they're also very receptive to feedback. So I'm just really surprised that
they would
discontinue something called magnesium ascorbyl phosphate, which I still won't stop talking about.
I can't believe that they haven't brought it back or hinted on anything.
It wasn't. I don't think it was popular, but I don't see how it could have been. And yet still, and not recall, because it's almost faulty, it's so shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure it works. Like it's a, is it 50? Is it SPF 50? 30?
I don't, no, I think it's 30. I don't know.
Yeah, so they had a 15, they had a 1.5 and a 30. So it's not even, high protection.
No.
And it is so unforgivably casty that if you are anything darker than a 1 on the Fitzpatrick scale, and even then,
you
have
if
to have
got
almost
naturally purple skin, you might be all right.
You'd be fine.
Yes, 30.
Did you go for a run in it? Because that's hilarious.
Yeah, I think I did once.
Yeah, because it leaves some. I did it and I came home and Hayden went, what's happened to your face? And I had tear streaks down my face, which were then outlined in pink. From it looks amazing. I look like a sad mime artist.
Come home looking like a sad clown. Like, oh yeah, let me repurchase this one. What a brilliant product.
It's sometimes, depending on the, like how poor the lighting is, you think, oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, like maybe if you put makeup on it and then you just wear it as a sort of sub makeup layer. But it's so thick and oily and greasy that if you put makeup over it, you just want to cry because your face feels disgusting.
I was
going to
say, I've not worn it. I've always worn it on its own, just as exercise makeup when I'm totally desperate. I've never tried wearing it under makeup. But yeah, I don't think I would like the idea of it, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying Max, I put some on Max and he was just like, I was like, just tell me what you think. I'm not going to say anything. And he was like, I just look like Uncle Fester. I look like Uncle Fester because he's bald. It looked like he had a white face.
Yes, it's very, very bad. But Julian, who we referenced a lot, so Scamander14 on Instagram, was saying it's not, because obviously that's a well-known sort of byproduct of mineral based sunscreen.
Because zinc oxide is a white substance, titanium oxide is a yellow substance.
Right, okay, I didn't know that. Due to the zinc oxide, so it leaves a sort of very kind of powdery and definitely sort of coloured. But he was also saying that a lot of silica in chemical sunscreens, so as a result then people were saying, well, actually you're fine, just don't use mineral, use chemical filters. And he's saying that no, that anything that contains silica is also very grey and pearly as well.
Yeah, so, you see that, don't you, when you've got a sunscreen. Yeah. Sometimes they look dead white.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And actually, mermaid gel can have a tiny bit of that.
I haven't bought that for years now.
Really?
Yeah, they changed formulation. Somebody said they changed the formula, and then I was like, meh.
I think it's still lovely. Still really nice.
Well, that's okay. That's good.
But then, funny enough, Julian was saying it's perfect on his skin, but it makes his eyes sting. And that's another thing that's really strange, isn't it? Because that completely varies from person to person as to whether you have...
The Ultra's face fluid is fine for me. I can basically put it into my eyeballs and it's fine, and you can't wear it at all.
No, can't wear it at all. Really, really strange. Nuts. So it's not just mineral sort of sunscreens that tend to have that white cast. It's a lot of things that contain silica as well that can really change the colour or the way that it, you know. Sits on your skin.
I was watching a lot of YouTube channels of people of colour showing their favourite sunscreens and whatnot. There was an enormous difference of opinion. So, you know, some of them said don't use mineral because it's terrible. Some of them said use chemical because it's clear. Some of them said you've got to use mineral because you will get irritation and possible hyperpigmentation, la, 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 la. Okay. So there was no consensus among YouTube video makers about what sunscreen you should use. So I reckon you just keep trying sunscreens until you find the one you like, and then the best sunscreen in the world for you is the sunscreen you wear and you're happy with. So it's a process of trial and error, isn't it, really?
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't waste them. So even the shit sunscreen that we just spent 10 minutes slagging off, like I can't not use it. So it'll just go on my hands.
It even looks shit on your hands, though, doesn't it?
It does, but you just think that's one for the car, isn't it? You know, you just put it on your hands and arms when you're desperate, like got to use it up.
Babies or something.
Yeah, you could do. So I guess, you're right. It's trial and error, but a lot of people, and I would be the same. I probably wouldn't have the patience for trial and error. I'd be like, no, I would look for someone that had, concerns, like skin concerns similar to mine. And go from there, I suppose.
That's a good start.
It's a good place to start. And that's why we reference Julian a lot, because he's already gone to that huge effort and created this SPF database, which I did put on my stories. You know, if you do check it out and you do find it beneficial, you can either send a thank you, like a buy me a coffee, or you can become a regular subscriber or, you know, patron to him for his content. Although I don't know whether it was just an American and British thing, but it wouldn't let me be a regular subscriber. So I could only just pay for a one-off, which is weird.
Oh.
As with all your favourite content creators, I would say, if you like their stuff and you benefit from it, please do thank them financially.
Yes, that's it. Click on their links, buy products through their links, share, comment, because that's the decent thing to do, because these people are doing it for free unless you do stuff like that.
Yep, pretty much. And so, you know, so you were looking at YouTubers, basically, and they were mainly British YouTubers. So
I tried to find British YouTubers.
Were they mainly reviewing products that were British made, or is this, you know, all over the world?
Yeah, no, they, you know, their favorite SBFs quite often came from America.
Okay.
Yeah, some Asian products as well.
Okay.
There's a gentleman called Latif Saka, and he's got a few videos about SPF.
Okay.
A rather handsome young man.
Okay.
And he's British, so I was like, let's see what he's got to say. And yeah, and have you heard of Dr. Alexis Stevens? She's quite a famous content creator. She's
I'm really crap at watching YouTube, like going to YouTube for things. I'm a bit lazy, and I'll just be on my Insta and not actually troll YouTube, but I kind of should.
I do watch YouTube videos a lot, but quite often not skincare,
right?
Because I'm like, I already know, you don't tell me nothing.
You don't tell me anything.
It would get on my nerves to watch a skincare video, because I be picking holes in it.
Yes.
I've never watched a Hiram video. Have you seen him?
I have watched a couple of his videos, because I mean, he does know his stuff, and he's collaborated with the Inky List, isn't he? Has he not? I think they've got their own Hiram Inky List by Hiram products now. But they've been in a little bit of trouble lately. Well, not trouble, but they're just kind of slagged off by the skin. Well, they keep making medical claims about some of their products. We will, in fact, we should probably touch on this in an entirely different episode, but definitely talking about people that market themselves as medical grade, which Inky List don't, but they do tend to make slightly out there claims about things curing psoriasis, I think it was in this case, and rosacea. So, you know, two of those things are medical ailments.
You shouldn't say that you're going to cure acne.
Yeah, these aren't prescription things. No. So yeah, but anyway, I'm getting off pieced. But no, I have watched a couple of Hiram's things. But yeah, I'm not really au fait with the cool young kids of YouTube. So
no, but he doesn't have any qualifications.
Right. Okay.
He's not like a professional of any sort.
Right.
In skincare or medicine, or I don't know. Fine.
Yeah.
I wish him well. Anyway.
That sounded so bitchy. I wish him well, just not in my world.
Good day to him.
Good day to you. Okay.
So I was watching Dr. Alexis Stevens. But yeah, there was one product that every single YouTuber I watched recommended.
Okay.
Which is Supergoop.
No, wait, what, Unseen Screen, that one?
Yeah, so one of them recommended the 100% mineral matte sunscreen, but I don't think you can find it anymore. That appears to have gone. But yeah, everyone loved the Unseen sunscreen, which to me kind of looked like a sort of silicone-y clear product. Like, do you know Benefit Porefessional?
I loved Porefessional. I loved it.
It looks a bit like that. So kind of a primary kind of feel.
Okay.
A bit silicone-y.
Which is kind of weird, because straight away I would think that that would leave a slight cast, but it clearly doesn't.
Apparently not. No, everyone on YouTube loved that one.
Oh, so okay.
That would be one to check out.
And that's weird. I'm just going to see if it's on Julian's list, because it's not on the... So basically, I just did a real list of... So on his, on Julian's database, he's got, I don't know, possibly hundreds of reviews of sunscreens. Mm. I've only included the ones that he's given like top marks to.
Yeah.
So from the looks of it, I don't think he has two Super Goop, but it doesn't mean it's not great. It just means that he didn't absolutely love it.
And quite a lot of the YouTube, quite a lot of the YouTube videos talked about products that don't exist anymore. You know, the video may only be 2 years old and the product is gone.
So, okay.
Yeah, it's something that is evolving all the time. So you may have your favorite product and then it just pops off the face of the earth, which is absolutely heartbreaking.
That is heartbreaking. And this Super Goop one, I was thinking, I think I found it. So it was in, I went to Sephora when I was last in San Francisco. And I remember... one of the guys who was like, so when you go to Sephora, you can have a basket, which a leave me alone basket. So
oh, no way, how cool.
Yeah, if you basically pick up the leave me alone basket, you do not
I would
want
not
help.
Pick that up.
Oh, do you? I thought you were going to say I would pick up. I know everything about skincare. Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me. I like people selling things to me.
Right.
I like the attention.
Well, you wouldn't have liked this attention because he said, what are you looking for? And I was like, sunscreen. He was like, well, I love clean products. So you're going to want to. And then this is before Sephora went totally down the clean beauty, up the arsehole of clean beauty. And they sold dirty products in inverted commas. and so he directed me to the Super Goop sunscreen, but it was teeny. It was about 30 mil and it was at least $40, and I was like, nah, I think I'm okay. Or $36, something like that. So I kind of left it.
So I've got this, I'm looking at the Super Goop Cult Beauty, so available in Britain. It's 50 mils for £30.
Okay.
Which I think is okay.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just tight. I don't know.
I know what you mean. To be honest,
if the finish is absolutely the bomb and you are having issues, then obviously that's the best sunscreen you will ever use.
Yeah, you know, quite a lot of the videos I watched, the SPFs were like, you know, some Latif Saka said he liked the Murad City Age, such long names, Skin Age Defense Broad Spectrum, blah, 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 50 mils for £55.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of money. I wouldn't feel comfortable smearing that all over my face every single day.
Nope. That is definitely not your daily one. Okay, so I'm just looking, Super Goop Unseen Sunscreen on Julian's sunscreen database. He liked it. He gave it a thumbs up. He just said, this is the best sunscreen they've got to offer. It's totally clear vehicle, making it nice for reapplying when you don't have a mirror. That's a really good point though, isn't it? Like, don't want something to dry off and leave a colour. Finish is a little silicone-y, so definitely avoid it if you don't like that feeling. I wish it was SPF 50 for the price. So it was SPF 40, the one he's reviewed.
Right.
The Unseen Sunscreen. Is that right? Is that the same as the one that's in Cult Beauty?
Squares on back. 30, actually.
Right. So there we go. It's only a 30 and this one is
not
a 40.
Perfect. No.
And it's PA 3+, so it's not super duper high. And if you don't like silicone, and that would be a make or break, I think, for a lot of people. I don't know if that bothers you too much. I personally don't like that. I don't mind a silicone-y feel in other products. I don't like it in a sunscreen.
No, it's not my favourite feeling. Like I had, it's a brand, a weird Greek brand called Fresiderm. And their sunscreen was... like totally clear, totally silicone-y, felt really lovely, but it just, my acne went berserk.
Right, okay.
Yeah, Fresiderm. Oh, yeah, it still exists. You can still get it. Like £15.50. And that's probably a similar thing to the unseen sunscreen, but yeah, totally clear, quite a nice feeling to it. £21.50 for Frowsy Derm.
Right.
From their website. I was going to put like, make a little Instagram post of like all of the best ones, you know, the ones that Scarmander recommends and the yeah. ones that I reckon people should have a look at.
Yeah.
So I'll put that in that post if you want to okay. come find it and have a look. Because, yeah, it's kind of that same thing. It's SPF 50. It's £21 for okay. 50 mils. And, yeah, it's like a totally clear silicone feeling thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I reckon that's probably very similar to the unseen sunscreen. Might be worth a look at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's what was Scarmander's top tips?
What, his fave products?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've, like I said, otherwise it would just be me reading you listeners a list, which would, if you suffer from insomnia, that would be just the ticket. So I'm just going to include the ones that he absolutely raved about. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you can tell me whether you've either heard of or used any of these.
Sure. Now,
this one is a real popular one. So Biore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone loves Biore. Aqua rich watery essence.
Yes.
I think it's got quite a lot of alcohol in it.
Right. Okay. He stipulated it's the 2019 version. So
yeah, there's different versions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So so just be sort of wary of that, I suppose. Now, so Biore is obviously, you know, available worldwide, we think.
Get it off Amazon and that.
Yeah. He loves, so Black Girl sunscreen is an American company, skincare, well, the sunscreen company, that's all they make. But he's not totally in love with the adult's version, specifically the kids' version. He gave absolute double thumbs up to. Sorry, I should just turn off my thingy tones. Yeah, loved that. Cancer Council, which I think is that Australian brand, Cancer Council.
Yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Because it must be riddled with it.
Yes. So
can we get that in Britain?
I don't know. And actually, when I was asking people for their favorite product recommendations for sunscreens, that got two or three mentions, Cancer Council. Mm-hmm. So this is Face Day Wear Fluid, Matte Invisible. So according to Julian, it really is actually invisible.
Wow.
Cool. Which is, you know, when you think something's going to be matte, for me, I don't know. I would always, yeah, I don't. Do you like wearing matte sunscreen?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Not anymore. I think it's an aging thing, but matte is not flattering on me now.
Absolutely.
Or maybe it's an acne thing, like texture seems to look worse.
Yes.
So I would say like
fine lines and wrinkles tend to look worse under a matte. Yes. Under the matte gaze, for sure.
Yeah.
No matter how sort of oily your skin is. COTZ Flawless Complexion. So COTZ Flawless Complexion, loves that. Also Dalba, so D'ALBA, Waterfall Essence Sunscreen, Ultra Sun Sports Gel, this gets a lot of love, Ultra Sun Sports Gel, SPF 50, loves it. Zit Sticker, have you ever used Zit Sticker?
No, I've never heard of Zit Sticker.
So they actually made the Zit Sticker, the pimple patch.
Yeah, so that sounds like an American brand to me.
Totally did. It's called Mega Shade. And ultraviolet, again, that's another one that's ultraviolet got recommendation.
I tried ultraviolet.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I love it. Oh, my God. It's so nice.
Is it pretty pricey? How's it on the pricing?
It was £71 for two full-price products.
Okay.
I can't remember what they were individually, but
right,
they are beautiful packaging. The feel of them is so nice.
Really?
Sort of moisturizing, and it just sort of glides on. It's not gross at all. It's lush. There's a scent to it. I think it's like a rose scent, the one I got. I've got like an illuminating one in a dropper bottle. Mm-hmm. And there's one that's just sort of like a plain moisturizing SPF, and that's really nice as well.
Okay.
Yeah, using the illuminating one in the dropper bottle at the minute, but to be honest, we haven't we haven't seen the sun for quite a long time.
That is absolutely true.
So I have been lax with the old SPF, to be honest.
I have when I'm indoors. I think I wore it out when I went running yesterday and thought this is an absolute waste of time. Nothing is getting through these clouds. Scamander's reviewed a few of the ultraviolet. So he reviewed Clean Screen and Extreme Screen and Supreme Screen. These are tongue twisters, especially after the wine I've just drunk. But he did not like Clean Screen, loved the other two. So he likes Extreme and Supreme, but not Clean.
I think I've got Supreme. I don't know.
Okay, so Supreme, I think, is SPF 50. And Extreme is also 50 plus. Clean Screen is only 30. I think what he didn't like about the clean one, hard no, while it does feel lovely and have a matte finish, the cast is absolutely wild. Give it a try if you love a matte finish and you're much lighter. So just to reiterate, Julian is describes himself as a 5/6 on the Fitzpatrick scale. So perhaps if you're a lighter, you may like it. The other one, Extreme Screen, and I'm not sure about the Supreme one, is a completely different vehicle. So it's a cream, and it's very natural and dewy. Did you find it natural and dewy?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What have I got? Let me have a look. I've got the ultraviolet screen lightweight sunscreen. Queen. Stop it. Screen. Oh my god!
Queen Screen.
Queen. Okay. It's really hard to say.
It's
Queen's
really silly.
So screen.
He also really likes that, and it's got some other beautiful ingredients like Kakadu plum fruit.
Yeah,
extract.
Antioxidants. Yeah,
lovely. I think the only issue he has with it is the fact that he's doesn't like droppers, and it's got a dropper, isn't it?
It does. But it does, you know, like I have problems with like the Niod droppers. Mm-hmm. Refusing to pick up products because they're too thick, but I find you can suck up. It's an efficient dropper.
Okay.
Of all the droppers I've tried, it's my favorite.
Okay.
In terms of picking up thick stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I know what he means though. Droppers are annoying, it's attractive, and I like a product that you can just stick on your top.
Yes.
And that doesn't fall over. You know, tubes are annoying because
where
do you put them?
I really don't like tubes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think he said with one of these screens that it does have a slight bit of mica. And obviously mica can have the same sort of almost a glittery finish.
Yeah, that's the one in the dropper bottle. It's sort of got an illuminating effect.
Which can be lovely, but if that's your... Yeah.
It's nice on me. I like to be illuminated.
Yeah. So it does have a slight cast on him, but obviously just because of that sort of, you know, almost glittery.
But if you're an old white woman, you will want that.
You maybe will love it. And is it ultraviolet on sale readily, or do you have to buy it via Amazon?
I got mine from Space NK.
Okay.
I'm looking now, and the Supreme Screen Hydrating Facial Sunscreen SPF 50 is £34. I think it's 50 mils. And yeah.
Because some of these bottles are actually quite big. They're like 75 and up. So I thought
that's
it might
good.
Be good. Yeah. So that's really good. So the 50. Next one that he talks about is Replenix. Is Replenix a brand that you know?
I've never heard of Replenix.
Okay, let's have a look.
It sounds like a salon brand to me.
Totally. It sounds like it makes keratin for hair. Let's have a look. So Replenix is, it's American antioxidant sunscreen spray and also a hydrating sunscreen as well. There's either a spray or a lotion with a natural dewy finish. The one he loves is the sunscreen spray, actually. So it's a big bottle. It's 177 mils. No cast. Has got fragrance though. So if you're anti that, he is obsessed with this. He says it has a pina colada smell.
Oh.
But it is totally clear, feels nice on the skin and easy to rub in. So it's perfect. He says he doesn't use it on his face because he doesn't like using spray on his face, which is totally understandable. I wouldn't either, I don't think.
Yeah, I think I had like highly scented spray from Yes Style. I can't remember what the brand was, but it was so smelly and spraying. Yeah. You think like a spray, you could spritz it over your makeup to just sort of, you know, rejuvenate your SPF. And it was just highly toxic and unpleasant and upsetting.
Yeah, that is upsetting. Yeah. He also really likes the Replenix tinted oil-free face sunscreen. So that has got zinc oxide, but for him, he says it's perfect. Nice added ingredients, got niacinamide and lactic acid, feels great and light, probably best for oily skin.
Sounds good.
It does sound good. And I like a sunscreen with some nice added ingredients. You know, special pampery ingredients too, not just the usual sunscreen. It's quite nice.
Does he like Altruist face fluid?
He does really like Altruist.
Good.
I'm not sure if it's on his absolute.
I'm sure I've seen him using it.
But yes, he does really like it. I don't think he actually did he review the face fluid yet, or just the regular Altruist?
Just the normal, because the face fluid's nicer than the. Normal.
Yeah. The normal is a very traditional thick.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like a real old fashioned sunscreen, doesn't it? Bit heavy for the face. But yeah, the face fluid is the actual texture of it is lovely. I just wish it didn't sting my eyes.
It stings your eyes. I find it pills a bit under makeup.
Do you?
It does a bit, yeah. But you don't have to wear makeup, do you?
He did actually, do you know what, he's given it a his highest trophy.
Cool.
Dirt cheap, honestly unbelievable. No cast, packed with filters, water resistant, dirt cheap. Yeah, moisturizing without feeling heavy, feels so great on the face and body, so impressed. But that is actually not the face fluid, that is just the regular sunscreen SPF. So if he thinks that's good, he's gonna love the face fluid.
Wow.
Having said that though, he might find that it stings his eyes too. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it stings his eyes. Yeah.
Have you heard of Revision skincare?
No.
Revision. Nor had I. Shall we talk about it?
Is that a good one?
Apparently so. Apparently it is
one of probably American brands, aren't they?
That's yes, the thing this that we is
be exposed to.
It is. Let's have a look at what's in it. So it's a broad spectrum one. So it's got avobenzone, octinoxate, octisalate, homosalate. Let's have a look and see what he says. This is called IntelliShade.
IntelliShade.
I love it. Isn't that brilliant?
That's stupid.
It does sound a bit silly, but it's got some gorgeous added things as well. So green tea leaf extract, allantoin, white birch bark. So it feels really nice and moisturising, packed with antioxidants, patented peptides and skin-soothing ingredients. However, it's super expensive. It's $70 for 48 grams of product.
Well,
so if you are looking to splurge, that's the one. But obviously you can get just as good for way, way cheaper.
I'm not interested in that kind of thing, to be honest.
No, not really. Skin Aqua. Do you know Skin Aqua?
I've heard of it. So it's one of the Asian sunscreens that everyone loves.
Yes, it is. I've not used it actually either. I'm quite sort of cautious with the Korean sunscreens that I buy because, I don't know, once I found one that doesn't give eye sting, I tend to just be really safe and not expand so much, you know. But so this is one I actually haven't tried. So the one that he loves of Skin Aqua, because I think they've got a few, is UV Super Moisture Milk.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds so nice.
It does, doesn't it? Yep, give that one a try. Ombra, have you heard of Ombra? It's called Ultra Sunscreen Lotion. Loves that. Sounds American to me. I'm just going to skim past the ones we haven't really heard of too much. Paula's Choice Resist Skin Restoring Moisturizer. He absolutely loves that. Do you like Paula's Choice?
I've never tried anything from Paula's Choice.
Have you not? Okay.
No, I kind of think, well, I'm a Deciem person.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing. the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, I stick to the ordinary things. But, you know, she does a lot of acids and stuff, which I don't tend to use anymore. Like,
same, yeah.
There isn't anything that Paula's Choice offers that would suit me now.
Yeah.
Because I'm all tretinoined up.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything really that I use around tretinoin is kind of gentle, you know, vitamins, that right. kind of thing. Not anything that I really want to spend lots of money on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What am I using at the moment?
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Are you using anything new? Any new exciting
I'm using face oil from a Welsh company called Old Faithful, which is really nice. They've got an oil cleanser.
Is it highly scented?
The serum isn't. The daily serum is. It's scented. It's got essential oils in it, but it's not really, like, the cleanser is really geranium oil, but it's gorgeous and you're rinsing it off, so I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't mind about that. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's absolutely gorgeous. It's really it just feels very like I'm just treating my face in the bath. So it's lovely.
Okay, that's nice.
What else am I using? I'll have to go up and check. But do you know what? I'm actually just using up a lot of my products before making another huge order. So I love Geek and Gorgeous. I'm really, really enjoying their stuff. So I've got their hydrating toner. I've got their vitamin C serum. Got their Jelly Joker cleanser. Really, really enjoying their stuff. And their price point is awesome. Super cheap.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, yeah, Julian loves Paula's Choice Resist Skin Restoring Moisturizer. Purito Daily Go-To Sunscreen. I keep forgetting which Purito. Again, Purito is a Korean brand.
Yeah.
And it's very, very popular.
Really good. Yeah, I used to use the Green Level Mineral 100 SPF.
Yes.
And that was my favourite. And, you know, since there was that scandal about the you know, the sun protection actually not being as good as it was claimed, it's really put me off them because, you know, it seemed insane to me that this was actually an SPF 50.
Absolutely. What I would do is say give them another chance, because obviously I think if they this daily go-to is basically their first sunscreen they brought out since the scandal.
Okay.
And I just think they really would not have fucked it up on this one.
No.
Do you know what I mean? If anything would go through absolutely rigorous testing. And it apparently wasn't just an issue with them, it was the KFDA as well, as the Korean FDA that made a couple of boo-boos too. So I think that possibly they have learned a lot from this, and this is going to be amazing. And he absolutely loves it. So this one has got Tinazorb.
Have you tried it?
I've not. No, this is pretty new. Okay. This is a pretty new one. Mm. So it's got mixed filters. So it's got Tinazorb S and it's got titanium dioxide as well. So it's got, you know, mineral and chemical filters, and also some nice Centella Asiatica, because a lot of Korean products do. And what he says, in his words, this is a redo of a really nice Purito sunscreen. So basically it's the one you loved, renamed and rebranded. Cool. Feels really nice on the skin, but his only issue, he says, is wet. So it's very runny. It's like a runny gel liquid. So you might not love that dewy finish. And I think for some people, especially with a sunscreen, that finish is quite, you feel that something thicker is going to offer you better protection in a way. Do you know what I mean? Even though it's not
like
true.
You can get a thicker layer of it on, you know, it might be something that you have to apply half, let it sit, and then apply another bit.
So you've taken the words out of his mouth. He recommends applying it in two layers, letting the first one dry down and apply the second one, because otherwise it might feel a little bit greasy. Got some lovely antioxidants. Overall, absolutely holy grail for him. He really loves it.
Cool.
So
Purito it sounds like a good one, because they're not normally very expensive, those ones.
No, I don't know how much this one is, but I think the last one, it was around £12 to £15, wasn't it? I think the last one, it wasn't expensive at all. So he also really likes Murad City Skin Age Defense, which you just finished talking about before and saying how expensive it was. But it is very, very popular. Naked Sundays. Have you heard of Naked Sundays?
No.
No, for me, it's just there's too much stuff that sounds the same now. There's Monday's Child, there's Sunday Riley. I can't deal with it. There's too many days of the week.
Too many days of the week doing things.
Stop it. Anyway, Naked Sundays is called Collagen Glow Cream, and he loves that too.
Oh, wow.
O'Keefe's Lip Repair, he's reviewed that and given it his highest.
Oh, my God, yeah. O'Keefe's is the best lip balm.
Oh, have you used
ever?
It?
Yeah. I went into Boots and I just said to the lady, I was like, my lips are falling apart. What is the best thing? Please, I really need some help. And she was like, yeah, there's everyone buys this. It's the best one. I know it's a bit more expensive, but O'Keefe's.
What is so great about it?
I don't know, it just sorts you out.
Okay.
I don't know. I just put it on my lips and I was like, thank God, that's better.
Okay. It obviously has sun protection, so great.
Yeah. Yeah. There's obviously one without sun protection, the one with, I think.
Yeah, so the one, it's just called Lip, he's just called it Lip Repair. So it's that one. La Roche-Posay gets a mention, but doesn't it always? Yeah. And Telios, Ultralight Invisible Fluid. Have you used that one particularly?
I don't think so. I mean, I used to use La Roche-Posay years ago, and that was shortly before I had my break from SPF, because I had my acne was so bad.
Right, okay.
And the SPF was causing the acne, and I was using, La Roche-Posay, I think, at the time. And it was just like absolutely destroying my skin. So yeah, I would say to anyone with acne to avoid it, but that's just because I was burnt so badly and couldn't use it. Yeah.
So the next one he talks about is M2 or M2 Ultra Sheer Daily UV Defense. I think that is American. Also, this one is really popular. So when I put out my what's your favorite sunscreen, obviously Australian people came back and said Mecca Cosmetica. Have you ever used or heard of Mecca?
I've heard of the name Mecca.
Okay. So yeah, he loves the To Save Face Super Screen. So that is broad spectrum SPF 50 plus. That has tinosorb and avobenzone and octocrylene. And one of his all-time faves, not easy to get outside of Australia, though, unfortunately.
It's awkward, isn't it? There's so many products that we can't get hold of.
Yeah, I know.
I guess because Britain's not that sunny, it's not such a market for it.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm. Isntree, do you use Isntree? That's Korean, isn't it?
Yeah, I have used some Isntree.
It's a hyaluronic acid airy sun stick. I love using sun sticks as a top up. But again, I suppose they can feel quite oily and silicone-y. Yeah. So it depends if you're not a fan of that finish. But for me, I always keep one in the glove box in my car and, top up throughout the day, especially on my hyperpigmentation areas. So like under my eyes. Garnier Ombre Solaire anti-dark spot and anti-pollution super UV protection fluid. Yeah,
I wouldn't have thought that would be good.
But well, should we find out why he loves it so much?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. might have to cut this bit out while I'm just searching. Okay, which one did he love? Ombre Solaire anti-age super UV protection.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? All these brands have got different names, very specific names, and then they get discontinued all the time.
So he loves this. It's got natural matte finish. It's incredibly similar to Roche-Posay and Telios, which isn't surprising because they're both owned by L'Oreal. High protection, really inexpensive, and has a somewhat matte finish. I am obsessed, he says. So, but I'm guessing if you didn't Antelios, you may not like that.
No, perhaps. I would probably not like, I don't know.
Okay. Innisfree and Isntree. I'm sorry, you guys, but you sound too similar. It's another Korean brand and Daily Mild Sunscreen. Elta MD UV Sport. This is a really popular one. Do you like Elta MD or have you used it?
Not tried it, but I've heard lots of people love it. Very popular.
Yeah. Okay. Evie, EVY, Daily Defense Face Mousse and Sunscreen Mousse, Factor 50. That sounds American to me. And actually, Freezoderm, which you've just talked
Shut
about.
Up.
So that's the. Yeah, he loves it. Absolutely loves it. It's called Velvet Face. Yeah. Is that the one you were talking
about?
Yeah,
Velvet something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there
that's
we are.
The one.
Then.
Gave me acne, but so, it was nice. No.
Yeah, and I think Julian's skin. So once we've finished reading this out, you can go and check out his database. But I think he describes his skin as slightly on the drier side, perhaps. But he is. Oh no, that's not true. A complete lie. No, he describes his skin as oily, but prone to dehydration, and he is acne prone himself. Okay. So,
but you know, one person's acne is another person's
absolutely
non-acne. You know,
not acne. Yeah,
it's really personal, very very individual. So yeah, just keep trying. Don't give up on SPF. You'll find your guy.
And it's a shame you didn't love this because it's got some really gorgeous filters and that I like, and it's got some lovely, it's got some lovely added ingredients like bisabolol. He basically says it is unseen sunscreen on steroids.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said. Bloody
well,
hell.
You guys
I didn't
just,
even know
you
that
speak
he said
the same
that.
Language. I know, it's amazing. You
Jesus.
Guys. He said it's that on steroids, more advanced filters, higher SPF,
cheaper.
Better UVA protection, cheaper, more advanced, loves it, clear gel, goes on like absolutely nothing, completely moisturizing, touch of the silicone feel, obsessed with it.
Yeah.
So,
and obviously no white cast at all, no color to it whatsoever.
Nope. And the last one he mentions that he's given his absolute, top accolade to is Galderma. Have you heard of Galderma?
Yeah, Galderma is the medical company that makes Azalure, which is the Botox that I put in your face.
Oh, so I reckon this is going to be pretty expensive. Are you ready? So it's available in the EU and Australia. So Actinica lotion. No ingredient list, possibly because it's classified as a medical device. Well.
What?
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
He says, it seems that this is classified as a medical device rather than cosmetic. So there's some extra oomph behind this product as they have evidence showing that it has actually prevented formation of non-melanoma skin cancers. It is extremely thick and moisturizing, making it perfect for dry skin. If I put on a moisturizer under this product, it would never sink into my skin. The pump applicator and attached guide is also incredible for knowing how much to apply. An absolute winner of a product with some really good science behind it. So he loves it. It doesn't say how much it is, but I'm willing to bet it's probably quite a lot.
That sounds very cool and interesting.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So I hope you find that useful. And obviously, especially if you have, the same sort of skin type and skin tone as well as Julian, you might find this guide really, really helpful.
Yeah, he's a good resource, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's great fun. I really like watching his content too.
Quite a lot of the other YouTubers I watch, not that there's anything wrong with them, but if you kind of got to make sunscreen the focus of your life to do a really great channel about it because the products change so quickly and disappear.
Yeah.
Fair play to him.
Yeah, he's great.
So are you using sunscreen at the moment?
Yeah, I do. I am using Apia. So that is another Korean brand.
Yeah.
That I really like, and it's just a watery gel that's really high protection, and it does, and weirdly it's fragranced and it gives me absolutely no irritation whatsoever.
It's weird, isn't it?
Nope. So I used to put it down to fragrance, but it clearly
no yeah well Altruist hasn't got fragrance in it.
I kind of just thought that if something like Altruist was going to make my eyes sting, something with fragrance, and I don't know about you, but I find a lot of the Asian sunscreens don't shy away from using quite a lot of alcohol as well sometimes.
Which you'd think would be agony.
Absolutely. But yeah, it's, but this one's not very, it doesn't smell alcohol-y, yet it is fragranced. And I'm using Misha as well, Misha sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Again, that's either Japanese or Korean. And I do use the ordinary one because I'm a cheapskate and I can't throw anything away.
You're nuts.
I'll just put it on my neck. I know, neck and hands.
Bloody hell. I don't want to look purple for any length of time, for any extent of my body.
It also wrecks your clothes.
Does it?
Wrecks your clothes.
A piece of shit.
Yes, what an asshole of a sunscreen. Yeah.
It's got no redeeming features.
Absolutely none. Absolutely none. Mm. So yeah, I'm hoping that my list that I just read out might be of some help, or it just reads like a really long, boring list. So I'm really sorry. We had to, maybe like when Mia puts this out, she'll just play some really engaging elevator type music.
Like the Benny Hill theme.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so like in looking at these, you know, researching for this, because obviously we are two white ladies, so we have no lived experience as to what it is like to look for and search for, and not just a sunscreen, but also really good advice for skin of color. And I don't know, I just came across some really interesting people to follow. And I'm sure you have as well. So we will, when we put the post out, we'll obviously list all of the...
all the great guys. You know,
all the great guys. But did you see the one I tagged you in? It was probably a couple of weeks ago, and you'd found it anyway, independently, because I think, I can't remember how I found it now, but Visual DX.
Yeah.
So, so it's a really good... It's a database, but yeah, their aim is to basically reduce bias in medicine by offering point of care clinical decision support. That's how they sell themselves. But pretty much they're showing you what different conditions look like on dark skin, which, you know, we
point
spoke
of
about
contact.
This at length.
So I guess that means if a doctor's like, I have an Aboriginal man with psoriasis, can I just get a check on that? And then,
yeah,
they can help.
Yeah. So, yes, I think that was a really interesting one to look at. And then I found one called Dr. Dami, the Dermis Corner, and she's British as well. Have you heard of her?
No.
Dr. Dami. I will
give her a follow.
Give her a follow. She also she's owner of the Skin of Colour Training Day UK. So I think possibly like Deja, we were saying an episode ago, also has training for estheticians on how to treat skin of colour. So it sounds quite similar to that. So Dr. Dami.
Okay.
Cool. I'm just trying to find her Instagram handle. Sorry.
SOCTDUK, SOCTDUK, Skin of Colour Training Day UK.
Skin of Colour Training Day UK. So give Dr. Dami a follow. And also the Melanin Chemist. Brilliant. She's brilliant.
I like the name.
Yep. She's really great. There was a little bit of scandal. She's just written, well, not just. She had a really unpleasant experience working for a very cool, indie, ethical British skincare brand. Basically, they, you know, they had to sever ties, and she sort of presented the facts about what actually happened to lead to the end of that. This is the Melanin Chemist. Whoa. Yeah. Maybe I won't mention the brand.
Oh, well, she's mentioned it, obviously.
Has she actually named them?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I don't think she has. I don't think she's named them.
Okay. But you know.
It's Deviant. It's Deviant Skincare, yeah. Okay. So there.
Okay.
But yeah, which was really shit, I thought.
So what happened? You don't know.
I guess that they had, I don't know how it works with formulators or whether because they wanted to sell in America, they had an American chemist helping to formulate and make their products for sale in the US, I guess. And shit just went sideways. Communication was really bad on the part of Deviant's owner, Natalie, I think. And just other really pretty shitty things. And in the end, I think she was hung out to dry. I'm being very, I'm paraphrasing a lot. But basically, she had to deal with the FDA pretty much on her own and unsupported by the actual brands themselves. So I'm not sure what happened, but it sounded
that sounds
pretty,
very stressful.
And I don't think she was paid either. So
bloody hell.
Or not fully paid. Again, you might retract all of this because I might have got the facts totally wrong. I read it ages ago, but yes, it was.
Sounds juicy.
It does sound juicy and it sounds fucking awful as well for you to go through, especially, I don't know how much of your life you put into that, but I'm guessing it's not
quite a lot.
Doesn't take days or weeks, does it?
Yeah.
So, she's a really good one to follow. And I just find that area of, the skincare world really fascinating anyway. I don't know, obviously, I know nothing about the chemistry side of things. So,
what I know.
Yeah.
But how you formulate a product, that's fascinating to me.
Yeah, absolutely fascinating. So, she's another really good one to follow as well.
Yeah. Cool. I think we finished our little podcast.
Okay.
For the day, for the week. Let's do another one soon.
Yeah, shall we?
Yeah. Please do.
I'm trying to find the melanin chemist now. I found it.
I'm following her.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
What are we going to do next? What the hell are we going to do?
I kind of think we can do another one of these.
We can.
Because I was just thinking we didn't really go into... I want to go into Deidre's book a little bit more and talk about how, a bit like, what did I just name? The visual DX, a little bit how underrepresentation has led to serious issues and also just certain, bits of advice being handed down could have had a sort of a bit of a detrimental effect on, how people view certain things, especially with regards, you touched on it earlier, but a lot of people are really worried, if you have darker skin tones and you're using something that then could cause, issues with your skin that could then obviously lead to scarring and more hyperpigmentation as a result of skin injury.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll have a read through the book again. And
I
definitely think we could do a relaxed fit, though, in between.
Yeah.
Do a relaxed fit episode in between.
Let's do that. Let's why not? Because I was reading quite a lot about acne and black skin. Which we haven't touched on really. So
So a couple of, obviously very like to talk more about different forms of hyperpigmentation as well, and obviously treatments for that too. I think that'd be really worthwhile.
So we can do something silly. In the middle.
Yeah, we can do a relaxed fit in between.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, I've got my nipple pierced.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
Are you going to show me? Her camera just tilted down. She's going to show me her nip knobs.
And I've got a bathrobe on.
Why?
I don't know. I just felt like it. And I love it. I absolutely love it. It's my favourite piercing I've ever had.
Wow.
Because it feels a bit naughty.
It is naughty.
Do you know what? It healed in days. I literally went for a run the next day with a pierced nipple, with a freshly pierced nipple.
Very cool.
Because I was reading about it's very sexy. I have to hand it to my left nipple. It now looks, I feel sorry for my right boob.
Yeah, it's unadorned.
Yeah. Feels like putting false eyelashes on one eye.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just felt I'm clearly having a midlife crisis.
Yeah, I got the inside bit of my ear pierced, my dice.
There we are,
dice.
You know,
And I was like, yeah. My mum wouldn't let me have anything pierced or tattooed. I was like, actually, now I look at my watch, I'm 41. So I don't have to listen to her anymore. And she didn't give a shit anyway.
No. Not going to, really. And I mean, I don't. None of my family know about my pierced nipple.
No. You'll have to show them that. That's
no, I'm not going to. It's my dirty little secret. But weirdly, because they were like, oh, yeah, healing time can be, 3 months. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, oh, I won't be able to exercise or, like, sleep on my front. Or
yeah, but it was fine.
It's been literally the quickest healing of any piercing I've ever had, which is odd.
Yeah.
Because you can't, when you have your dice done or anything like cartilage-y, there's no way you're sleeping on that side for a while.
Yeah. Mine was, it swole up really, really bad. I looked like I had a cauliflower ear like the next day.
No way.
It was really swollen. It was quite embarrassing. I was like, oh shit, what have I done? But it was fine after that.
Yeah. And it looks cool as fuck.
And it's great. It's my favourite thing ever. This is a really boring conversation for a podcast, isn't it? Where my piercing is and what it looks like. But it's like, it's because it's within my ear helix. It's like totally comfortable. It doesn't press or pull or get on my nerves.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. That's good.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, aren't we cool?
We're such cool guys. Being cool with our things.
No. 41-year-old woman getting their nips pierced.
Whatever, isn't it? I just think if it makes you happy.
Well, quite.
Do it.
Oh, and I'm going to London in April. Don't do murder. I'm going to London in April and I'm having a facial at Teresa Tami. Have you heard of Teresa Tami?
No, I haven't.
Well, look at her fucking website is all I can say. Oh, it looks like Bjork's music video.
Whoa.
That the robot one.
No way.
Do you remember the robot video?
No.
Anyway, it's beautiful. The website is gorgeous.
Oh my God.
And so is she. And she had a little like Instagram ask me anything the other day. And so I just went, I don't have a question. I just want to tell you that I am traveling from Cardiff to have a facial with you. And I am really excited. And then she responded. And then the next day, the social media manager called and said, we're going to give you a free cleanser when you come down.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, thanks very much.
That's good. Good vibes.
Yeah, just gorgeous vibes. Mm. But just look at the website and I will. It just looks
that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Wicked.
And we need to go get a facial.
Let's go get joint facials. Road trip. Skincare with friends day out. The usual kind of balls that we got to say in a podcast. You've got to follow us. Sorry, but you do. You've got to follow us. You've got to subscribe. You've got to leave a nice review as penance for getting to the end. and we'll be back, hopefully, in approx 1 week.
And I think, to be honest, if we do part three of, skincare for darker skin, I'd like to do maybe a relaxed fit episode in between then if you want, or we could just do the series and then do a relaxed fit.
Whatever. I'm happy. I'm happy chappy. Cool.
Okay.
Wicked. Fine. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. We love you so much. We've been doing this for years and we really love it. And you.
Bye. We do love you.
Bye.
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 Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.